This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Lynn Neary. It's a big day for U.S. diplomacy as President Obama meets with world leaders in New York. The president has a packed schedule on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. And he's holding up Libya as a model of what the U.N. can do to protect civilians from atrocities. He met today with Libya's interim leader. Mr. Obama is pledging continued support and encouraging the new government to keep its promises to forge a just, democratic society. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Libyan rebels have yet to find ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi, and fighting continues in the country. President Obama went to a high-level meeting on Libya today with a hopeful message.
Today, the Libyan people are writing a new chapter in the life of their nation. After four decades of darkness, they can walk the streets free from a tyrant.
He says the U.S. ambassador is heading back to Tripoli to reopen the U.S. embassy, abandoned earlier this year. The United Nations has a team led by a British diplomat to help Libya work on a new constitution and prepare for elections. So far, this seems to be a good news story for the United Nations, at least the way President Obama describes it.
This is how the international community should work in the 21st century. More nations bearing the responsibility and the costs of meeting global challenges. In fact, this is the very purpose of this United Nations.
President Obama met with the chairman of Libya's Transitional National Council, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, who's again asking for access to billions of dollars in frozen Libyan assets. Speaking through an interpreter, Abdul Jalil also reassured countries gathered at the UN that he's given Libyans clear orders not to seek retribution against Gaddafi's supporters.
The Libyan authorities will bring to justice all accused of the Gaddafi regime before a just trial, and we will work for the spirit of forgiveness and reconciliation over the coming period.
The world is watching, said French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who took the lead in supporting rebels in Libya. He told today's meeting at the UN he has faith in the country's new leadership. British Foreign Secretary William Hague echoed that, saying the time is up for Gaddafi and his supporters.
As for Gaddafi himself, he must be brought to justice under Libyan and international law. No country should consider giving a bolt hole to this fugitive from justice, a man wanted on charges of crimes against humanity. And any country that does consider giving him sanctuary should remember there is no expiry date for the charges he faces.
But while the UK, France, the US, and others say their actions in Libya were justified and could be a model elsewhere, they're having a hard time persuading the UN Security Council to do more to stop a crackdown in Syria, where the UN says more than 2,600 protesters have been killed. And there were even hints of disagreements on Libya today. South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, called for an end to NATO action because, as he put it, the initial threats that led the Security Council to authorize action against Gaddafi's forces no longer exist.
We should therefore work towards the lifting of the no-fly zone as soon as possible in order to retain the integrity of the United Nations as the center that harmonizes the actions of nations in the pursuit of universal peace.
President Obama says the NATO action will continue as long as civilians are at risk in Libya, and that means as long as Gaddafi is on the run. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.